Okay. So first thing is that we are, we just want to make several points to expand on what we spoke of yesterday and to take my suggestion a little bit further. The first thing is that we encounter a debate about whether Asham Vadai requires the Yediyah B'tchila or not.
Okay.
So in that issue itself, Shlomo, there's a, according to Rashi, it's an argument between... Right, and then there's a secondary debate between Rashi, seems to be, Rashi on the one hand, and Bali Tosis and the other Rishonim, simple reading of the Gemara and Krisos, regarding the positions of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfa. Namely, how does Rashi understand it?
Rashi says that Rabbi Akiva says
Who says what? Rabbi Tarfa is the one who says...
says that you should immediately...
That you don't need a Yediyah B'tchila.
Right, just bring the...
You could bring the... you could bring the karban not as an asham talui, but as a real asham, and you know, say goy milsa mafreya. When you find out that it was a chet vada, you could say goy milsa mafreya. This is the karban. That's according to Tarfon, and the way Rashi here presents Rabbi Akiva,
and he says you should
you can't do that.
Right.
Well, what should you do?
Instead, you should wait, bring asham talui, and then if you figure it out.
Bring an Asham Talui, and only once you have a Yediyah Vadaos, only then can you bring the real Karba. So according to, and what's Rashi's view of Rabbi Tarfon?
It seems that just, you don't need
a
Yediyah B'tchila.
You don't need it, but therefore you have flexibility, or therefore you're committed to one particular path?
Sounds like you're committed.
Yeah? Does it? From the language of Rashi, it sounds a little bit like Rabbi Tarfon is flexible, and Rabbi Akiva is, right, demands that you bring an Asham Talui. But it sounds like, a little bit like Rabbi Tarfon is of the opinion that it's up to you. If you want, you could bring the carbon immediately. If you don't want, then you can bring an Asham Talui, and then you can bring the carbon later once there is a Yediyah. Either way, Tosus disagrees. You can read it very quickly. Tosus disagrees on both points. Okay, so basically, again, this Tosfos is saying that Rashi misinterpreted the Gemara in Krisos, Sukkah in Krisos, and that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon are of the opinion that there's no need for Yediyah Vadois B'tchila in Asha.
Okay.
So what then is the issue? At least the issue for Rabbi Akiva is to weigh, just to make the practical consideration. What is the practical consideration?
Do you want to pay the...
Suffolk bringing an extra carbon versus Suffolk bringing extra money, the Mi'ila. Okay, to weigh one against the other. For that reason, it's logical that whether or not it's a Mi'ila Mu'etas or a Mi'ila Maruba will determine. Right? Because whether you're willing to risk the, which is a greater risk. Okay, go ahead, you tell Mar. So in other words, if Rabbi Akiva was flexible,
then
it doesn't make sense. Just to mean, who's giving him this bad advice? Okay, go ahead. This is very important. So what emerges, according to Tosfos, is that Rabbi Tarfon is dafka. You cannot bring an Asham Talui. The only thing you can do is bring an Asham Vadai plus its Me'ila Misafek. Okay.
Okay.
No. Shtei Ashams. Yeah, go ahead. Meruba. Ubin Yuta Asham Me'ila.
Me'ila Yavi. The Olam Asham Echad. Yes, that.
Okay. So in light of this, the question arises, what is Rav Tarfon's view? Now, basically what Tosfos is pointing out is that according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have a third option, and that is just to bring the karban. That would be the best of all worlds. Bring the karban, let the karban be a safek asham vadai, and then just hold off and find out later on whether or not you have to bring the meila with it. The answer is you have to bring the meila together with the karban. Okay. So, is it possible that that's the pshat in Rav Tarfon too? That's why is it that according to Rav Tarfon you don't have the log? According to Tosfos' understanding, so it turns out that according to Rabbi Akiva, you have flexibility. You can choose either path. You can go the Asham Tali route and not bring a Me'ila, and then later on you'll have to bring the Me'ila together with the Karban Badai, right? Or you could bring this Karban Badai Misafek, if you want to call it that, but then you have to bring the Me'ila with it. That's the options that you have according to Rabbi Akiva. And according to Rav Tarfon, you don't have such options. You must bring the Karban and the Me'ila immediately. You cannot bring an Asham Talui. So the question is, why? Why can't you bring an Asham Talui according to Rav Tarfon? So what do you think?
Maybe you that.
Again, if you held that Rav Tarfon has an Eitz HaTova issue, so then he has all the flexibility. Now we have a new element, we have a new factor to explain. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, good. So number one, you could say maybe Rav Tarfon holds that Asham Talui is limited. Yeah. So that's point number one. Is there a debate between Rabbi Akiva and Rav Tarfon about whether Asham Talui is applicable, period, to Ashamos? And that is particularly important for us because I was suggesting at the end of last year, and I'm going to pursue that a little more today, that maybe the whole discussion in the sugya to begin with isn't just about a particular detail about whether Asham Vadai requires Yediya. But the real underlying question, or overriding question, both, is about the relationship between Asham and Chatas. So if we were to conclude, if this debate between Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva turns out to be a debate whether Asham Talui is limited to Chatas or applies also to Asham, that would be very interesting. Yeah.
Doesn't Rabbi Tarfon hold that if on the other side of the Tanai, is that it would remain in Asham Talui?
Say again? There is no Asham Talui according to Rav Tarfon. That's what Tosfos is pointing out. That according to Rav Tarfon,
Isn't the Tanai that if it stays a Suffolk, then the Korban will remain a Suffolk?
If it turns out that you were Vade Pater?
No, if it remains, the Tanai is if it remains a Suffolk, it will remain an Asham Tale, and if you miss Vade, then there will be an Asham Vade.
Possibly. Is that, I'm not sure. Is that explicit in the Gemara?
I think that's how Rashi explains
it. No, that's fine, because according to Rashi, Rav Tarfon seems to have the option, Rabbi Akiva has no option, Rav Tarfon is the one with the option. But once we assume that according to Rav Tarfon, you don't have the option, is it that or has it become just a nedava? But even if it becomes an Asham Talui, it's still different than an Asham Talui which stands on its own. Right. What do you have? Do you have the Gemara increases there? Right? Yeah, what has it go again?
Amar Tarfo, and Malazem maybe stay ashamos, and maybe Mihila Bachosha, Vyavi Ashamishni Slayim, Vyomar, Im Bade Ma'alti Zum Yilasi Vizu Ashami, Im Safik Ma'alti Hamoz Nadava, the Asham Taloi. Shami means you may be Allah Hoda, maybe Allah Hoda.
Okay, so he says the language of Asham Taloi, but the point is that either way, this is not an Asham Taloi that stands on its own. At minimum.
It doesn't stand on its own.
Meaning, I'm trying to explain why, according to Rav Tarfon, could you not just choose to do Asham Talui, period, right? Like Tosfos says, let's say, for example, the Me'ila is Meruba. So instead of bringing the Me'ila, you're going to lose the money of the Me'ila if it turns out that it's not. So why not bring Ashim Tali alone. So you're right, your Ha'ara is correct. It's not that you can't say that he denies Ashim Tali completely. You could have said it, Misvara, but in the language of the Gemara, the other side of the suffix is that it's Ashim Tali. But at minimum, at least, you cannot bring an Ashim Tali that is not connected to the, to, that is not a suffix Ashim itself, which is still different than Katzas. I think there's another possibility, maybe more likely, and certainly avoids this whole problem. And that is that what Tosa says for Rabbi Akiva on the Asham Vadai level may be true for a Parfon on the Asham Talui level. Okay. By which I mean, Moshe? What does Tosa say for Rabbi Akiva on the Asham Vadai level? That you can't disconnect the Asham, the Karban, from the Be'ila. From the Mammon. Right, Tosa says, why not have a better, a third option, which is the best option ever, financially, namely, I hereby dedicate, you know, this karba, right, as a safek asham vadai, right, and if not, it's an asham talui, okay. It's funny to say safek asham vadai, because you might think that's what asham talui is, but it really isn't, right, an asham talui is not, in both directions. I mean, if you really, a real Ashim Tali in the classic case is if it's Nisvada lo Shechata, yes, it'll be a real Korban Chatas completely. And if it turns out that he didn't, you know, do anything wrong at all, it's not Migoyim Oslim Afrei that Ma'ayir Ma'ayil Chulun Lazar either. It's the Safek itself, you know, which being in the situation where you don't know, that is Mechayiv you and Ashim Tali, as the Gemara points out. So the point, but this is a little bit different when we say Safek Ashim Badai as opposed to Ashim Tali. So the point is, why not say, that's what Tosa is asking, why not say, I'm going to bring a Safek Asham Vadai, and as for the Me'ila part of it, I'm going to hold up, and I'm going to wait. I have to bring something now. Either I have to bring an Asham Talu, or I have to bring an Asham Vadai. A Safek Asham Vadai. So I might as well bring the Safek Asham Vadai, because either I'm not Chayiv a Karban at all, or I'm Chayiv the Karban Vadai. I just don't know, but I can't do nothing. As for the Me'ila, let's wait it out. So what does Tosa say? You can't do that. Right? Because the Karban has to work together with the Me'ila. So is it possible that Rav Tarfon's view, that there is no Eitzah, is that the Asham Talui option doesn't work here alone because it too has to be brought with the Ne'ila? I think that's what the Maram says in the back, if you don't mind, Yaakov. Maram asks a question. He says, why is this question asked, this question about... splitting the Me'ila from the Karban, why is that only a question of Libid Rabbi Akiva? I think that's what he says. Yeah. Go ahead.
So he asks the question, Marshan that tells us Kushas Uhashta Rabbi Akiva, Lohok Shabloza of Tarfa.
Yeah.
So Lamlo Vahabi Asha Mi'ilaso Imha Asha. Apiluk Shimaruva. Imoy Vadala Olam Yahakir Shamadaba. Mi'nelo.
Right, same question they ask about Rabbi Akiva. Why not suggest that for Rav Tarfon?
Okay,
go ahead. Yeah. So that's a very good Ha'ara. But what he doesn't say, which I'm just adding, is that that could be Gufa the point of Rav Tarfon. And that's why Rav Tarfon says you don't have this Eitzah Tova. Because he thinks that the Asham Talui itself depends on the Me'ila. Correct? He says, however, in the Havamina, something like that. He says, on the other hand, if he held that there was an option within Rav Tarfon, then it would have been a good question, or something like that. He knows you don't really need to do it. So basically, what I say, in light of the Maram, which I think is probably a very good reading of Tosis, is that maybe the point isn't so much that what I just suggested, which is that Rav Tarfon thinks that the Asham Talui of Katas, the Asham Talui of Katas is different than the Asham Talui of Asham, but rather that even the Asham Talui requires Tziruf with the Mi'ila. Of course, that would be a very interesting argument about two things, or the combination of things. Number one, the role of the Tziruf of the Mi'ila and the Karban. But more to the point, the role of Asham Talui. As I just mentioned, Asham Talui is a funny kind of a thing, right? Because you're not Yotze the actual Chiyuv Karban with the Asham Talui. It's not a backup Karban that absolves you. And at the same time, you know, one would have expected that if it's not going to absolve you, Mimarashach, in some way, that it'd be Ma'ayil Chul Lazara. But it's neither of those. That's the Chiddush of Asham Talui. The Chiddush of Asham Talui is that there is a Chiyuv and there is a Chalos Karban, Shabba Misafek. In certain kinds of Sveikos only, I might add, which makes sense too, according to this perspective. And as we don't say about every Safek that you bring in Asham Talui. Right? The only kind of Safek that brings you an Asham Talui is. Kiva? Two words, to use the halachic words. Or you can give the case, but if you want to. The kind of safek of? Two words. Ikva Isura. Right? Which means that you have a chelev and a shuman in front of you, and you ate one or the other. That's different than a regular safek. It's not percentage-wise, as we've said many, many times, in terms of the numbers, you know, if you have a one piece in front of you, and there's a 50% possibility that it's chelev and a 50% possibility that it's shuman, right, there's no in terms of the likelihood of your being an avarian, there's no difference between that and a piece in front of you, two pieces in front of you, one which is chelev, one which is shuman. But the point is that it's a different kind of a safek. In one case, I've said this in the past, I think it's true, in one case it's a ma'is aveira b'safek, and the other case it's a safek asa ma'is aveira. That's a legal distinction, not a mathematical one. Again, the percentages are the same. Right? But in the sense that, you know, you have these two cheftzas looking at you. You know, one of the two, which is a cheftza shalisa, and you ate one of the two. I say you ate one of the two, as opposed to saying you ate one, and you're not sure which one you ate. That's a difference in formulation, but it's legally it's very different. But I say I ate one of the two, which is this, one of the two from which there's an Iser, or I ate one, and I'm not sure which one I ate, the Iser or the Heter. Those are two different formulations. The point is that it's a kind of an Aveira Shal Safek, as opposed to a Safek whether you did an Aveira. That's what Ikve Isur means, I think. And again, that's why, you know, some Rishonim explained that even according to the Rambam, who holds that Sveka Daraisa L'Chumra is only Drabanan, right? That's a unique Shitas Rambam. Sveka Daraisa L'Chumra is only Drabanan. But even the Rambam has to agree that in the case of Ikba Isura, it's Daraisa, because it triggers an Ashim Talui. Meaning it's a different experience. So if that's the case, the question arises, so what really is the relationship between this Ashim Talui and the particular chiyuv that you have? It's a kind of a holding pattern, but it's not exactly a mimonoshach, you know, or a safety net karban at all. Right? It's a funny, you know, it's a strange phenomenon. It's a chiyuv for the safek aveira. So from that point of view, to what extent do the particulars of the aveira come into play? As I might have said, you know, then Asham Talui is a kind of a general klali karban. You know, when you're in the situation, so this is what you bring. Or no, is it somehow integrating into the actual chiyuv, into the particular chiyuv? And even if it does integrate into the particular chiyuv, so again, so how much does it integrate? Again, it isn't a mimonafshach backup for the actual karban, as we've just said, because you have to bring it when you find out about the vadai. Right? So how, even if it does, even if it's an asham talui for this particular infraction, rather than a, you know, klali situation in which you find yourself the safek iser and you bring an asham talui, But still the question is, how much do the nitty-gritty dinim of the real karban are transferred to this Asham Talui situation? So that's an Asham Talui question. Is it Kali, is it Prati? If it's Prati, how Prati? And then, of course, there's another side of the question, and that is, so in evaluating different specific requirements or halachos or haloses connected to particular karbanos, right, how fundamental are these conditions? So, for example, in our, why be theoretical, right? If we're talking about the need for tziruf between the me'ila part, the tashlume me'ila part, and the karban, right? So how fundamental is that to the karban? Is it just ma'akev in an extraneous way? It's a t'nai that, you know, the final kiyum kapara of the karban requires that, you know, there also be the me'ila. You can't get away without it. That's what Tosfos is pointing out, according to Rabbi Akiva. But to say that, therefore, applies also to the Asham Talui is to say, right, number one, Asham Talui isn't only klali. Number two, Asham Talui is not only prati, but that this role that Mi'ila plays is going to be relevant to anything that's prati, even if it isn't the final karban. Because even though, according to Tarfon, you know, in theory, you would have to bring another karban, it wouldn't make a difference. You'd have to bring another karban, in which case you'd have to bring the Mi'ila. It wouldn't make a difference. So that there are several points, I think, that emerge, both about the role of Mi'ila in this tziruf of the karban and about the nature of Asham Talui, that emerge from the debate between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, as Tosfos understands. Okay. There's much more to talk about, obviously, but let's leave it at that for the moment. According to Bali Tosfos, as opposed to Rashi, so who is the Mandamar who says, Boy Yediyah Vadai is Betrila? It's not Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Tarfon. According to Rashi, it's Rabbi Akiva. According to Tosfos, it's not. So who is it? Yoni? Yeah. So some of the Rishonim who are you quoting from? The Gosa Gra says it. The Maram also, the Marsha say it. The Rishonim say it. If you look at the Balamar, right? The Balamar says it. The Ramban says it. The later Rishonim, the Chiddush Aran, they all say it's Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi? What does Rabbi Yossi say? Who is Rabbi Yossi? Yeah, what is he saying?
He says that
who else saw it? Yeah.
Two yoldos. One was Yulez Mithir, another means Tur, and they don't know which was which. So they bring an Asham between them and make a snag.
Right. And Rabelsa says you can't do it.
I thought he said you can do it there and you can't do it by Kantos.
Right. Why?
Because for Kantos.
Or you can't do it for Asham.
Wait, no, I. Yoledes brings a Kantos, but it's not Kantos Shabbal Kate. Right? So, for Kantos Shabbal Kate, Rabbios says two people can't split that, but.
That's not a question of splitting it, it's a question of bringing it Mimanasha. So the point is that Rabbiosi is. What I'm trying to bring out here is what. Rabbiosi doesn't speak about the specific case. Right?
Right.
The theme of Rabbiosi, which the Rishonim assume is what the Gemara is talking about, is the theme of Yediyah Vadais.
Right.
Meaning you cannot create a Yediyah Misafek. In a sense, everybody agrees that you require some sort of Yediyah. The question is, can you have, you know, can you create a Yediyah through a Mimanacha? Not a Yediyah Vadais, a Yediyah Misafek, or something. So the point is, we're drawing from Rabbi Yossi in general to prove that in Ashamos, like in Chatos, there's a requirement of Yediyah. Okay. whether or not it's a perfect example is questionable, because there you're talking about across people, two different people. Here you're not talking about that. You're talking about one person, and you're talking about figuring out a way to cover your bets, you know, mi'manashach. In theory, one could have said, maybe that's the reason that Rashi doesn't like Rabbi Yossi and is looking for Rabbi Akiva, even though it seems against the simple reading of the Gemara Krisis. But in any case, that's part of the issue. Okay, let's continue. As far as the general the machlokas itself, whether Ashen Bo Yediyah Vadois or not, so we mentioned already yesterday that Rashi injects this other element into it, in the distinction between Chatas and Ashen, Shlomo, namely, Rashi, when he wants to explain the difference between Chatas and Ashen, explains that there's an opportunity to say this in Ashen, that you don't need Yediyah Vadois. Why? No, that's not Shifka Harufa we're talking about. Because we said it yesterday. No? What? No. Nikeva. Right? In other words, the reason that you can have this whole discussion in Ashram and you can't have it in Chatas, Rashi says, is because in Chatas, physically, you don't have this possibility. Because of the discrepancy between the gender of the Korban and the printed Ritva, the Kiddush Aran, argues and says that happens to be true, but it's totally irrelevant. It's relevant to Ashram, but it's irrelevant to Chatas. In other words, this becomes a possibility in Ashram because they are the same gender. Had Ashram been like Chatas, meaning that the Ashram Tolu and the Chatas were different genders, then obviously, you know, you wouldn't have this whole discussion. But he says the implication in Rashi, which is that the reason that you can't do this in Chatas is because of the gender problem, so that's plain out wrong. Because even if in Chatas there was no gender issue, it would still be completely a davar pashut that you would need Yediyah Vadois. That's the comment of the Chiddush Aran. Why? Because of the principle of Ohoda Elav Chatasa. Okay. So in a way, the discussion between Rashi and the Chiddush Aran highlights two perspectives that we could take in the sugya. One is, at least with this opening, that according to Rashi, if the Chiddush Aran is reading him correctly, namely that Rashi isn't only explaining why you have the opportunity in Ashram, but is also trying to explain why in Chatzos this is certainly not so. It seems, according to Rashi, that there is no fundamental difference in the sugya between Chatas and Ashram. Again, the only reason that this doesn't exist in Chatas is for a purely technical reason. But in terms of the legalities of Chatas and Ashram, they're on the same page here. So if that's true, then probably the Hemshech HaSugya is not going to be in a broader way about the relationship between Ashram and Chatas and Ola, because that's all beside the point. It's just, there's a narrow question on the agenda here. And that is, when it comes to Ashram, right, is there a requirement to be Yediyah B'Tchila or not? Now, there's a certain momentum or a certain consequence to taking a position on that matter. Namely, is Yediyah, in the context of Ashram, going to be considered Chashuva or Lo Chashuva? And maybe that will, if it is Chashuva, maybe that will be enough to split the Chiyuvim. Okay, but the larger issue is not an issue, we see from the question of Yediyah, one way or another, about the nature of Ashram, in turn, that's going to affect other things. That's not the issue. The issue is narrow. Since the opportunity is here, does it work? If it works, that gives a certain status to Yediyah. If it doesn't work, I'm sorry, that takes away a certain status from the Yediyah. If it doesn't work, that implies a certain status to the Yediyah. And the rest of the sugya has to flow accordingly. But according to the Kiddush Aran, who's saying, now, the opportunity in Ashram and Achanami has to do with the genders, Lamaisa. But had it been the same opportunity in Chatas, Ahoda Chatasa would have eliminated that because the role of Yediyah in Chatas is different. So that at least raises the possibility, opens us up to the perspective that what we're dealing with here, this debate between whether it's Rabbi Akiva Rav Tarfon or Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Akiva Rav Tarfon, ends up being a debate about the relative status of Asham vis-a-vis Chatas. And then, the possibility of reading the continuation of the Sugya, not just narrowly, everything depends on, you know, the Chalos Yediyah here or not the Chalos Yediyah here. But it's a broader question. Namely, does Asham follow in the footsteps of Chatas or not? That already comes a possibility according to the Chiddush Era. Okay. Which leads us again to the next point. Let's read on. Okay. So again, here you have the two other points, which I think work well now according to the perspectives that we have identified. Namely, Tosis asks the question here, Baal Chamesh Bilas Rishif Charuf Eilechai V'la'achas. Okay, what's the question, Shlomo?
How can you compare...
Before we were talking about Me'ila, now we're talking about Shivka Charufa. In Me'ila, it's possible that there is an Ashim Talui. In Shivka Charufa, we have no evidence that there is such a category. Correct? And since that's true...
That may imply that by Shivka Charufa, maybe you would need a Yediyah.
You always need a Yediyah. Ah, you don't need a Yediyah in principle. You just practically need a Yediyah because you don't have the Asham Talui mechanism to fall back on, right? Nonetheless, that's Tosis' question. Read the line very quickly. Tosis' question, go ahead. So this is the question. The question is, if technically you require a yediyah always in Shivka Charufa, then you should treat the issue of chiluk karbanos the same way that you would treat it if you concluded that the manda with the manda amar that asham vadai boy yediyah mitchila or boy yediyah vadois mitchila. Okay, so of course, just you know, for everybody in the room, when you hear that equation, you immediately, you know, wonder whether it's so or not. Right? Why, Shlomo? Because in one case you need it in principle, and the other case you just need it because there's no other way to construct the case. And the question is whether the reality of needing a yediyah alone is enough. Right? And that's exactly the ha'ara of the Ra'av and the Ritzvah. Again, in the printed Chiddush Aran, he quotes the Ra'av by name, and he says, the Ra'av says, I think it's completely wrong. I think the assumption of this question is wrong. Even if you always needed yediyah in the case of Shivka Charufa, the fact that Asham doesn't require yediyah in principle and that there are some cases of Asham where you can get away without a yediyah bitchila shows you that the role of yediyah ba'asham is different than the role of yediyah b'chatas. Does anybody have a language with them again? I read it last day quickly, but now a little more time to evaluate it. Simcha, you have it? Who has the Chiddush Aran in front of them? Or the Ritzvah? You have it, Kiva? Do I have it? No, I have the SD Sanhedrin. The Ritzvah. Oh, the Ritzvah, got it, correct. Yeah, got it. Okay, so that's the distinction. Now, the truth is that the distinction of the Ra'ah could still be explained on two levels. We're all waiting for it to be read. One is that maybe the whole issue in the sugya here, you know, has to do again with the relationship between Asham and Chatas. You don't have to go that far. On a lesser level, you could just say, listen, the issue here is whether or not the idea in question has enough stature to be mechalik. That's the question. So if yediyah is necessary because fundamentally yediyah is part of the process and you can't get away without having it, so then it has stature and we understand why it's going to be mechalik. Maybe even in shivka charufa. But if yediyah is a necessary component, but for just because there's no other way to draw the hechatimtzi, but it's not necessary as part of the process of ashram per se, so well, does that give it enough stature to be mechalik? Just because it's nachutz, but it's nachutz not because it's fundamental, but because it's just no other option. So for the Ra'ah and the Ritva, there's no reason to go so far necessarily and say that the whole sugya is weighing the relationship between ashram and chatas. But this point about the relationship between mashram and chatas is critical to determining the role of yediyah. Do you have it or not?
Mushkafis Mushkaris Bioshim Karufa El Karban Echa. That'll be shared as a Kaparbin time. The Afrashim time.
That's not it. Do you have it?
Yeah. Mustavashin and Tsuchim Lakah, the field of Mushkafis of Shiva Karufa Ashim Boyadia, Kim the Baam of Basham was Tisbu Ashim Tawi Basham Bada, Mir and Dasham Bari Loba Yadia, Mechal the Yadia Basham was Loha Shiva.
Yeah. Meaning it's the question is the role yediyah is playing in Hashemos generally, not the necessity of having yediyah particularly in the process of Shifra Charufa. The Ra'ah, as I say, is in the Chiddush HaRan, no one has that, is even more fundamental, because he says essentially that the question is, this is important for yesterday's topic, whether yediyos are mechayiv or the ma'isaver is mechayiv. He says, in chatas the yediyah is mechayiv. It says a hodei lev chatasa. And that's why you need yediyah mitchila, vada. But in Hashamos, the ma'isaver is koveya. And yediyah is just a necessary prerequisite for the process in Shivcha Charufa. But the ma'isaver is the mechayev. Yeah.
A lot of other Rishonim who have had this idea, if the yediyah is part of the process of Hashem, therefore it's chashuva lekaleh.
Right.
So is that saying that Whatever function it plays within the process would also be mechalik, or is it just saying because it's part of the process, there's some independent concept of being chashuv, which allows
it to... It sounds like the chashivus is created by its need. It sounds like, according to Bali Tosis and the Ramban and the other Rishonim, that what makes it chashuv is the fact that it is required.
But what makes it mechalik is just the fact that it's chashuv?
Yeah, and what makes it mechalik is the fact that it's chashuv. Whereas according to the Ra'ah, the Ra'ah is saying that's not the idea here.
That's not...
The chashivos has to flow from the objective halachic role that it plays, not from the practical role that it plays. And indeed, maybe the chalukah also depends on that. It's different mechayvim. Right. According to the Ra'ah and the Ritva, what we're saying is both the chashivos and the chiluk probably flow not from some practical need, but from the conceptual legal role that is being played. And the Bali Tosis seem to disagree. Now, to answer Tosis's question, so Tosis gives an answer. Go ahead, Shlomo. Go ahead. The answer is Bidiyah. Okay, some are sure to give the answer. Oh, this is according to the Manoma, there's no problem of being maybe Kachim Levei Sapsol. And the Ramban has his own interesting answer, namely, Shlomo?
There are two people who were all two people, one of which was a Shifra.
Yeah, exactly. So that Mimanashach, one of them has to bring a Korban. So between the two of them, they can be Masne. And then that'll take, there's no problem of Kachim Levei Sapsol. There's no Yediyah Vadois for either one. And yet, it's an ingenious technical solution to the problem. But the point is that according to the Ramban, according to the Chiddush HaRan, the printed Ritva, the old printed Ritva, and according to the Bali Tosis, basically everything depends on need. And it's not a broader Osham Chatas issue at all. Whereas according to the Ra'ah, according to the Ritva, this is a question about the role that Yediyah plays in Osham. Now, whether that is what determines the chashivos, and that everything else depends on that. Or we could go even a step further, like I'm suggesting, and say that it also is made on the relationship between Hashem and Chatos. More generally, that I think is still open to question. Yeah.
Do you find the process that suggested that you can't actually bring the shalom, you just theoretically if you brought it to a deal, just theoretically you brought it to the yosef.
No, so it's also saying, well, it's a tonight. If you go ahead and you do it, you shouldn't do it, maybe. But if you did it, it would work.
But
you can't do it.
Is that really talking to practice?
No, no, Tulsa's just trying to show, is there a case where you would ever have an asham, vadai, without a idea of the tchila in Shifra Karufa? Is there ever such a case that it could happen? All we need to know is that it could happen, one case. Even if it meant you being a bit of an avarian to do it. As long as it's not indispensable to Shifra Charufa, under all conditions, the Yediyah is still a Yediyah without stature. Now, it could be that what motivated the other Rishonim was your question. Because why did the Chiddush Ramban say, oh, it's according to the Mandamar, that being Navy Kach from the Beis HaPsul isn't the problem? Why did the Ramban come up with his Hefetitzi? Why not just say what Tulsa says? Because they might say, well, as long as legally and properly you always need the idea, it's still enough. So you may be pointing out something important, meaning within the world view of Tosas, Ramban, Kiddush Aran, not the printed Kiddush Aran, the printed, old printed Ritva Kiddush Aran, within their world view, namely, that this doesn't have to be a idea that is critical to Ashamos, right? It has to be a idea that is critical to Shifa Karufa. There may be another question, and that is, let's say you can get away without it, but to do so you have to violate protocol. Is that enough to undermine the stature of the Yediyah? Or since if he does, if he's doing things properly, he still needs the Yediyah, it's still Mechalek. Tulsa says yes. The Ramban and the printed Ritva, the old one, say no. Okay. But either way, the difference between those perspectives isn't as big as the difference between all three of them and the Ritva. Right?
So even
with Tulsa,
this is still some sort of indication that you are talking the of this idea does have some sort of fundamental role.
Yeah, I don't think it's fundamental. I just think it means we don't care whether you violate protocol or not. We're interested in whether you can get away. The question is, it's objective indispensability under all conditions, or it's being indispensable, according to proper procedure. I wouldn't say it's fundamental either. Either way, it's not an asham. Because you see from Asham Be'ilah that it isn't. Right. Okay. Let's continue. Go ahead. So then the next line of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Elameyata that you read, that's what I was trying to say yesterday. So here you have, again, a discussion on the Rishonim. So Rashi, I think, brings in his idea about Yedios Michalkos. I mentioned yesterday that Yedios are Ki'ilu Hevius Akarban, which is a very, very far-reaching formulation. Even if you say Yedios are not just Michalkos, but they're Mechaivos. To say it's ki'ilu kvar hevius a karban is pretty radical. Right? Even if you mean by that, the kapara has begun, or the chiyuv lahavius a karban has begun. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says even more than that. Ki'ilu hevius a karban, wow. What would motivate such a thing? The answer is, he is understandably concerned about the leap that the Gemara just took, the same leap that bothered Balitosis, namely, elamiata, the Gemara is announcing the leap. But for Rashi, it's, if you think that Yediya constitutes Ki'ilu Hevias HaKarban, so anything that happens after this point is literally like L'achar HaFrasha. Yeah. And the Bali Tosa say, we don't understand this at all. What happened to Mezid? Can't you see from Mezid that this isn't true? So their idea is that the Alameyata is to equate what takes place between the Averos with what takes place after the Averos. That's the Gemara's question. But what I was suggesting yesterday is a third possibility. And that is that if the whole sugya is really worried not just about the role that Yediyah does or doesn't play, how much stature this Yediyah has, and therefore could it break up even Shifcha Charuf or not, but rather the question whether Yediyah Vadois is necessary is really a question about the relationship between the Parsha of Chatas and the Parsha of Asham. That's what's critical. And therefore, the Ra'ah and the Ritva are certainly right. Although, again, you could say the Ra'ah and the Ritva, and you still don't have to go and say what I'm saying now. But if you say what I'm saying now, you have to say the Ra'ah and the Ritva. Okay. So if that's the discussion of the Gemara, then the leap could be understood not based on the role of Yediyah at all. Forget about the role of Yediyah. Tosis is right about that. And Rashi is too Mechudash. The Elamayata is, if Asham is not in the pattern of Chatas, then maybe we could even, just like we say, that there's no need for a Yediyah V'Tchila, so too, maybe we could argue that that even an Aveira L'Achar Afrasha is included. Now, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel in the whole sugya, which I told you to look at, he doesn't say this pshat in Elamayata, but he does consistently accent this relationship between Chatas and Asha. Right? Here. Right? Amar lo divrei Amar Hashem bari lo boi yediyah b'tchila. Bo chamesh vilos shiv chrein achai v'la achas. Okay, then he quotes the background. Then he says, Is the Amar the Kadboil Shivcha Khrufa Bishkaga by Dibitchila? Kidboil in Khatas the Alma Ukidamar Farshina Shahika Shabis, Mukhada Havla Yidia, the Isman the Amar, Kim in the Maze of Shogi Kadadi Maisi, Av Shogish Laisa Loyadia Bitchila, Maisi Asham, Kamarula, Lamandamar Lo Boyadia Bitchila, Sabar, the Holodamya. Hashkaga l'shigas chatas, the Alma. Ukashem shebezadam nevi karban echad al bilas harbe alchanami shogim boal in nevi ala karban echad. So again, twice he's done this. Then, the askif alei Rav Amnuna elamiyata baal v'noda kim shenoda amad v'hifrish karban v'amar hamtinu l'takrivu ad she'eval baal hachanami then v'chai bilu v'achrona karban acher dachi ula. That we don't know. Then Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Ha'omer Ashem Vade Ba Yediyah B'Tchila, V'chi Kamo Chatas Di Alma. So Ila Baal, Hanik Hamesh Shvilos, and so on. So the whole sugya, the Rav Hananel keeps Korban Chatas as the point of reference, to compare and to contrast Asham. So the suggestion I'm making is the only thing he doesn't interpret is on this one line. Ela Meyata means nothing to do with the role of the Yediyah. In Akam, it's a big leap. It's the leap according to Tosis, it's the leap according to Rashi. It's just a leap. The real question is, if Asham is in pattern, is not in the pattern of Chatas, maybe you can be Mechaper with an Asham, even in Aveira Shanasa Lachra Afrasha. On what basis? So as Tosis points out, this is a Havamina in the Gemara, but the Ri says that it's also the Shita of Rav Dindi. The Rajba in Tosis, the Rash Mishans, in other words, says no, even Rav Dindi doesn't, no one thinks that you would be chayv to bring an Asham, I'm sorry, that you could be Yotze with an Asham, even on Averos Shalachar Afrasha. No one thinks that. Aye, the language of Rav Dindi has another explanation. But according to the Ri, okay, read it again, Shlomo, the Ri. No. What's that? What are you reading? No, that's a different. I mean the Re in the last houses. That's we'll get back to that. It's a different issue. That's you're right. That's the Re's explanation of the Havamin, the leap. But I mean in the Rav Dimi.
Shemashvel so.
Okay, so the Ri here provides us with a very critical context, and that is that with regard to Ola, the Gemara has such a safek in Zvachet. And then the Ri goes on to have two deos. Shlomo, what are the two deos? Either Asham depends on Ola, or even if you were to conclude that in Ola it would work, it's quite possible that in Asham it wouldn't work. As the Gemara is a suffix there about Ola. How can it be a suffix in Ola? Right? If in Asham it works. So one day the Tosis is, because even though it doesn't say it there, the Gemara is a Bible of Shita, but the Maskan is that in Ola, in Achanami, even Lachar Prasha works. Or the Gemara is mistapek, according to the Manam, that it doesn't work in Asham. Even though it doesn't work in Asham, it might work in Ola. Okay. So what then emerges from the Ri, the discussion, and then you have the line in the Ramban too. What's the line in the Ramban? Supposed to look at, I'm pretty sure. What's the line in the Ramban? The Ramban says, yeah, maybe there's a difference between Ola and Asham. Shlomo is hot. This is our little foray into Zvachim, to make the most of it. No? Did you see it or not? The line of Ramban? It's a good line.
I remember.
Okay, but you saw it. And you were impressed with it. And you enjoyed it? When you saw it?
Depends what he says.
What?
Depends what he says.
Oh, okay. Well, we will find out whether it was the right one when you hear it. Okay. Let's see. David? No one? It's an interesting line. What? You being a Zvachim person yourself. Well, okay, well, we'll get to that in a second, but that's not what Ramban says. What's Ramban? No, the contrary. The Ramban's trying to explain, like Tosis, there it's a Bible Ifshita, and here Avdini is saying is in the Dabar Pashut. Right? So either it's Hobo Hatalia, it's one day, or, on the contrary, the Bible Ifshita is according to the Mandamar that it definitely doesn't work in Asha. The Ramban has that idea as well. But he has a line, a very good line. Lou, Yoni, you saw it? Kiva? Tzvi. Tzvi? It's probably not fair to ask you, probably just back. Just back? It's good to have you back, and Mazel Tov again. Sammy? Yaakov?
Gula Sabar Midami, Hasim Lo Kavale Al Eza Mehem Karbona Ba, Aval Hacha, Karbona Kavua, V'nikba, Al Bila Rishon Hashem Parshana.
Oh. So what's he talking about? We're talking about a case where the guy violated an assay, and he brings an Ola, he's Mafrish an Ola, right? And then he does more Averos. Read the line again. What do you mean, lo kavaleh? And here it's kavaleh. In both cases, it's exactly the same scenario. He did an aveira, he was mafresh a karban, and he did more averos. So the question is whether the more averos can still jump on the back of this karban or not, right? But of course, what's going on is as follows. So did you look at the Michael? Did you look at the Gemara Zvachim? So how does the Gemara go there in Bava Min Aleph?
So it's first it proposes the idea that it works even afterwards because
maybe it works afterwards. Or,
maybe it works afterwards because since it's not on any single avera, therefore
excellent. Everything
can be included on avera.
Because the way the Gemara, but it's better. I mean, if you read the Shach and the Tari of the Gemara, you appreciate it more. Number one, you're absolutely correct. The Gemara formulates the Safek as follows. Since you can bring one karban for many mitzvah saseh, one ola, so maybe you can also use the ola for essen that you do after the hafrasha. Wow, that's a big leap too. But at least there's something to work with. But there's a connection between the fact that it applies to multiple essen. That's also a reason why it should apply even after the fact. Maybe technically that's what the Ramban meant when he said it's lo nikba al yisur. Maybe. But it's still strange a little bit. Because, good, so it's nikba al several yisurim. That's still different than the ones that come afterwards. But at least we can see a Pesach for understanding the Ramban. But one other point about the Gemara in Zvachim. Michael? Correct. That's the Gemara's question, and already is very, very important. But one other little... In the formulation of the Gemara, one thing that you neglected to mention. It's important. Not a factor, but, again, part of the context.
The question afterwards about whether it's smicha.
No. Definition. Well, as part of the formulation.
The fact that it's all one big question.
What's he contrasting to?
Oh, to tachatas.
Ah, excellent. Right. The contrast to tachatas, which is va, only one chatas per aveira. So that's the way this goes. Gemara says here, Iboilu, say the lakra afrasha, mechapra lo mechapra. Mi amrinah in dehavi achatas, ma achatas, kodem afrasha in, lakra afrasha lo, afachanami di kodem afrasha in, lakra afrasha lo, odil malo domi lechatas, dechatas al kol chet, vechet boi li suye. Chadachatas. Hocha, kivin deika kama asei, gabei, mechapra, so I say the lachar afrasha nami lachapra. So the whole issue here is about the relationship between ola and chatas. Since there's a discrepancy between them with regard to whether the carbon can serve more than one aveira, is there also a discrepancy? Does that discrepancy extend as well to lachar afrasha or not? And with respect to that, we limit the distinction. With respect to that issue, it's like chatas. Correct? That's the issue. Another little hint. What does Tosas add here that's not in the Gemara? What word? Who? Inami hasam baya libe de ula damar hacha de ein korban bechapar aveira. Tacha prasha. Why?
Ola doron.
Dilma ola doron hi. The doron hi rather mechaperes. Does the Gemara say in Bav Men Aleph and Zvachim that Ola is a Doron? No, but it does say it on Zayin Amud Beis in Zvachim. And many other places. Mostly Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says in Zayin Amud Beis, why is it that the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rava Ola Doroni Zayin Amud Beis. Hechadami. Ida leket tshuva Zevach Roshayim Ta'eva. Ibi Ika Tshuva Hatanya Ova Mithas Haseh V'Shavo Zaz Mishamat Shemo Kolo. And so on. El Shema Mina Doroni. Sounds like when the Gemara says that Ola is a Doron, that it's not Mechaper at all. This one could have said that. If you do Tshuva, you get Mechila. If you don't do Tshuva, it's Zevach Roshayim Ta'eva. It sounds like the Ola plays no role in the Kapara process. So why is... Then the Gemara continues, Tanya Mahach, Yom Rav Shimon, Chatas Lama Ba. The Gemara says, Lama Ba? Mechaper. What do you mean, Chatas Lama Ba? We know why it's Greek called Mechatas. El Lama Ba Lifnei Ola. The Proklet Shenichlas, Ritzah Proklet, Nichlas Doron Acharav. So the Gemara calls Ola Doron to explain the order, Chatas Lifnei Ola. And also to explain that it seems like disconnected from the process of tshuva and kapara. Rashi on Vav, Amin Aleph, and Zvachim in that Gemara that you were quoting, that Tosis is quoting, adds the word Doroni. And Rashi says, after all, Ola is different than Chatas. So he quotes the Gemara that's going to be a daf and a half later. 1 second. Kibedi ika kamase gabi mechaper shari lo chiva kosuv lahavio she is chayvel kolase viase ela daron bi alma uksiv nirtzolo melamich nisratzol hakadosh baruch hu alma kulan niskapru. Rashi already integrates the Gemara in Zayin Amud Beis that Ola is a Daron with its different kapara operating mechanism. In other words, I don't mean to confuse, so I'm just trying to give you the facts. One could have said that the Gemara that considers Ola Daron is a view of Rava which is inconsistent with the view that Ola plays any role whatsoever in Kapara. One could have said that. And according to some Rishonim, one might be able to say that. Because a simple reading of the Gemara in Zayin Beis and Zvachim that Ola Daron means that it's not Mechaber. It's a present. It's a Matana. Rashi and Vav Amud Aleph and the Bali Tosas in many, many places, in Zvachim and in Shabbos and all over, Menachos, Kulin, in many places they quote Ola Daron even in the context of Kapara. So, what's going on? So basically, the short story is that the Kapara mechanism of Ola is probably different than that of Katos. If you look, for example, at the Sugya in the beginning of Kalat Tadir in Zvachim, but it's all over the place. Or even first mission in Zvachim. The first mission in Zvachim says, Kol Zvachim Shizbuch Shalol Shmang Sheirim, El Shalol Bailam Shem Chova Chutz Pesach Achatas. A Pesach Bizmane Vachatas Bechol Zman. A Blazom Ra'afa Asham, Ba Pesach Bizmane Vachatas Vachatas and so on. Bechol Zman. A Rabbalazar, Ha Chatas Baalachet, Va Asham Baalachet. Ma Chatas Psula, Shalol Shma, Ap Asham Pasol Shalol Shma. And Ola sounds like a son Baalachet. Sounds like Chatas is Balachet, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, we'll get to in a second, Chatas and Asham are Balachet, and Ola, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, Ola, Shalol Shema, is Kasher, Ela Shalol Ola Vailam L'Shem Chova, meaning you have to bring another Karban, but there's no Psul. Or for example, if you look at the beginning of Parakalat Adir, so you have a hierarchy of Mekudash, but we're told, "Kolam mekudesh mechavero, kodem eschavero. Dama chatas, kodem la dama ola, mipnei shehu meratze." So, sounds like Ola's not meratze. If you look at Rashi and Zvachim, Rashi and Zvachim doesn't say that. It says, "Sheyesh lo tzad ribui." I'm sorry. "Dama chatas, kodem la dama ola, im shneim shkutim v'om lizarek shehu meratze, mechapro chavei krisus hatzorach ritzui gadol." Rashi is covering. You know, the question here is saying, the mission doesn't mean that Ola is not Maratza. It means that the Ritzui of Chatas is a Ritzui Gadol, while the Ritzui of Ola is Katan, Kareis, Skila, right? As opposed to Esed. That's what Rashi says. The Pasuk seems to say that Ola is Mechaper, Benir Tzalo Lechaper, Perak Aleph, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, and Vayikra. The Nirtzalol Lechaper Allah is said by Ola. So what's going on? There's conflicting evidence. Daron or Mechaper? Mechaper or not Mechaper? And then, even if it is Mechaper, right? So now let's look what it's Mechaper on. So is it just a quantitative hierarchy? There are Skilas and there are Croesuses and there are Lavin and then there are Essen. But the Gemara Yuma says, and the Sifra in Vayikra says that Ola is Mechaper al Mitzvah Saseh. And the Gemara Yuma says, and also Mitzvah Lo Saseh, Shenita Klaseh. Right? So, the difference between Chatas and Ola, just on how Chomer the Adera is that it's Mechaper on. Right? Or, another way to look at it is, are Mitzvah Saseh, do they really require Kapara? Itself a very interesting argument. Or a mitzvah saseh, an opportunity for an avodas Hashem. You squander the opportunity, it's not good. But is it an aveira? Sheva, it's done b'derech sheva al ta'aseh. A. B. What you're not doing is a mitzvah saseh. Good, so you don't get the schar, you don't get the kiyum, you don't get the praise and the accolades. But is it an aveira that requires kapara and tshuva? Maybe yes. Or maybe not. So some of the Rishonim seem to say not. Moshe Tzkenim, Bali Tosa Salat Torah have one view, clearly. Not really. So what do we mean? It's Mechaper al Mitzvah Saseh. All right, Lav Shanita Klaseh. That's already trickier. That sounds like it's an aveira of some sort. Depends how you understand the nita klase part. Then the Rishonim discuss, and what about lav shem? Some of the achronim, I should say, discuss. Lav shem b'maisa, what about lav shem nita lazaris b'isas bezdin? Anything where there's no malchus is under the rubric of aseis, of the ola. Then there's the view in Chazal that Essen comes to be mechaper on hirhurei avera. Again, what do we mean by that? Do we really mean that hirhurei avera are averas? Lighter averas, the kalos, but they're averas and they need kapara. In other words, what I'm asking is, are these different quantitative levels of chet and their kapara, or is the point that it's a different kind of chet? Either it's no chet at all, it's just doron, or it's a different kind of chet experience. What do I mean? It could be it's 2 days in the Ramban already. The Ramban asks a question. The Ramban says, how do you know the Sifra says that it's got to be that it's mechaper al essen, because the pasuk says in the Yirtzalo, and there's nothing else. Right? We know what Chatas does, we know, and so on. So the Ramban says, I don't know, maybe in Labin, that can Malkus b'mezid, maybe they should require an Ola b'shkaga. In circumstances where there's no Chatas. So the Ramban has two answers to this question. So let's say b'mezid, for example. I'm sorry, let's say b'shogeg, for example. But where there's no carbon chatas. So he says, one answer is, he says, well, if the psukim delineate onshin, and they leave this point out, then probably it doesn't exist. Then he gives another answer. Well, actually, I have that. Other answer is, Ramban says, the pasuk says, v'nirtzalo l'chaper. It doesn't say v'nischaper. Why? He says, because there's a difference between ritsui and kapara. And ritsui only applies to a mezid. It doesn't apply to a shogeg. The point of ritsui is to make you a ritsui Hashem. And if you violated the shogeg, you're already a ritsui Hashem. It's Perek Aleph, pasuk. Hey, I'm just reading very quickly. V'nirtzal l'chaper, amal v'ratza, im tom ramisus akrisus bezdin, amisus v'nei shamayim, amalkus rayon shenamur, hayin v'ratza l'asei v'alav shenit l'asei l'shon rashi, u'braisa v'taras kohanim, ani tema, chi heichan onsho amur, ki ha-karbonos v'shogin heim v'ratzim, nuchal amur, shi chaper al chayv v'misa v'nei shamayim shogigim. But say again, you're not mechayev, there's no kares, so... We discussed, we spent a lot of time on Rabbi Yochanan, right? That the Karis is the Mechayev of the Karbonos. So you have Chayvim Misas Bidei Shomayim, Shogigim. Let her bring Ola. Or Chayvim Malkos, Malkios Shogigim. Right? Or Chayvim Misas Bezim Shogin, Vosim Shein Chayvim Lam Chatas, Komakov Vimo. Vulai Babur Shapir Shakasa Bechayvim Misas Bezim, Bechayvim Krisis Onshon. Amazed by Shogeg, who pierced Bechayve Misa B'nei Shemaim, on Shun B'mezed L'Misa B'chayve Lav on the Malkus, Lo pierced Len Shum Onus B'Shogeg, Ira L'Chachamim Shekolam Shemem Pirshu Akasu. That's the first answer. So it's implicit that it's not true. But in theory, it could be true. Meaning, the Ramban is treating Ola like it's Kapara, like everything else. It's just a question of which Averos to which Kapara. However, this is the second answer. V'yitachein lamar, ki bavur shalo hizkir b'karbanos ha-nedav l'chaper alam al shigas or shashogag, kasher b'karbanos shachata, v'omar v'nirtza, ha-yil rabosenu b'mashmos hazeh. Again, another Ramban, another drasha from the language of Psukim. Sheyichaper ala mezidim she'enam ritsuyim lepanav. Ki ha-shogeg afa b'shechata ritsui Hashem hu. Im kein yesha lechaper lo b'mezidim zilasi ala sei ve'alo sasei, shenitak la sei. Shol nigzor b'em onesh ala she'enam ritsuyim lemelech she'avra al mitzvaso. U'bamei sratzu ala dronehem Bidoron hazeh. Oh, Here comes the Daron again. Okay, there's more in the Ramban, but I don't want to spend too much time. What's the point? The point is as follows. You could say that Ola is Mechaper on Kalos, and that's the end of the story. It's just a question, as I say, it's the same kind of Kapara, just on lesser Aveiros. Or you could say that the nature of the Kapara is totally different. It's not Kapara for any particular Maisa Aveira. It's Kapara for the stab, for the status Hagavra of being an Eino Ritzui Hashem. Now, of course, part of being an Eino Ritzui Hashem is the things that you've done. But the kapara doesn't target the ma'isa avera. The ma'isa avera in these cases is not enough to be mechayev of you as a specific ma'isa avera kapara. And at the same time, the kapara achieved through Ola is one that transcends the ma'isa avera and goes to the gavra of what kind of religious personality he is. The nirtzal alechaper. That's why it's connected to Doron. The point is, you want to be the kind of person that the Rabbanu Shalom wants to receive presents from. A person who is Ratzui Lefanav V'Nirtzalo, a Ratzui Hashem. For that reason, it's inconceivable B'mezid. I'm sorry, B'shogeg. Can only be B'mezid. Moreover, that's the whole point. Esen Adonai Averas? Maybe. In the sense of a Maisa Avera? No. Either Sheval Tasa, B, their opportunities pass by. Do they reflect poorly on the Gavra as a Ratzui Hashem? If he passes by the Benezid? Absolutely. Hirure Aveira. Yeah, we say, Machshava Tova, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzar for the Maisa, but, you know, Machshava Ra is a Machshava Ra, it's not a Maisa Aveira. Once you're saying that Ola comes for Essen, does it also come for Hirure Aveira? But if we're talking about a different concept of Kapara, namely a Kapara, Kapara Sagavra, Ritzui Hashem, we understand the combination and we understand individually what these are. So that's what the Gemara was mistapek. That's what the Gemara was mistapek about on Bab Medalek. The Gemara said like this. Can you even include Averos Shalachar Hafrasha in the Karban Olah? In Chatas you can't do it, but in Chatas that's because the Maisa Averos is Mechayev. You can't even have one chatas for many ma'isa averas if the ma'isa averas precede the hafrasha. Because the whole point of chatas is that it responds directly to a ma'isa avera. So for that reason, of course you can't have l'achar hafrasha. The hafrasha has to be a response to a ma'isa avera. But when it comes to essen, where the kapara can take 100, 1,000, 2... 7, mitzvah saseh, unlike chatas, what does that show? Is it just show greater flexibility because it's kalos and doesn't need to target each and every one? Or is this a different perspective on the whole concept of kapara? It's not kapara of the ma'isa avera, it's kapara, the toras, the avera's rishus sagabra, in a rutsui v'ashem, and that's the mechanism of the kapara too. So just as it can include many essen, it's possible that it can even be lachar afrasha because now let's talk about the Ramban. Not just because there are many Averas. If there are many Averas, then the Korban doesn't relate to any of the Averas. Not only doesn't relate to one specific, but to many. If there are 10 Essen that you violated, so is this Ola for the 10 Essen? Not really. It's for being, or to returning to the status of being a Ritzui Hashem. So I think that's what the Ramban means in the Chidushim here. In the case of Ola, it's Lagamri lo nikba, a korban al achet. It is mechaper, but it basically bypasses it. There are many, many other rayas, I think, for this. Even the question of, you know, a mumer laosa veira, we say in Chatas, a mumer la veira, at Sugin Chul Daf Hei, which we discussed, we talked about Shav or Shev Midiyaso. Right, so we, right, the Gemara says there that, you know, if you're a mumar, lo savera, you're not going to be niskafra al dechatas. Let's say you're a mumar, to lavar al certain mitzvah saseh, again and again and again. Are you excluded from a korban olah? So the Mishnah Melech has a huge discussion about that in Ochlos Shkagos. So I think that it's very possible, and it goes back and forth, I think it's very possible that it depends on this issue. Again, even if you bring the asay, the ola, for particular asays that you do, it's still not, like, use Ramban's language, it's not nikba on those asin. It's all kapara sagavra. Oh, having said that, so now we have two models. We have ola, we have chatas. Our sugya is about asham. Where does asham fit in? So I've always thought that asham literally stands in between ola and chatas. On the one hand, it's not like ola, meaning there is a particular maisa aveira that triggers the asham. In that sense, it's like chatas. On the other hand, asham, unlike chatas, is a little more complex, and that in several senses. Number one, the ashamos that we have are all in complex maisa aveiras. Shivcha charufa, mi'ila, asham gzelos, they're all hybrids, where the lumdus in each issue is very complex. Figure out what the relationships are. Shivcha charufa. It is issues, it's not issues, it's abdus, what exactly is it? It's a combination, what exactly is it? Mi'ila. What is it exactly? Is it an Isser halacha? Is it gezel kachim? How much gezel, how much kachim? Gezel for kachim? Or violation of kachim bederach gezel? Hard to figure out. Asham gzelos. Shvuas b'shvua. How much shvua? How much gezel? And if you talk about asham and, you know, Nazir Mitzorah also, in combination with other karbanos. In other words, asham is never as straightforward as chatas. It's never a direct, maisaveira, you bring a karban. So in one sense, it could be that that's goof of the machlokas satanoi, like Rabbi Eliezer says, right, in the first mission's Vachim and many other places, about many other issues as well, ka chatas, ka asham. Right? Shneim boi malachet. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Therefore, with for lishma and for certain other halachos, they're the same. Even within that, clearly, if you look at the Rishonim and within Rabbi Eliezer, there seems to be a debate. Rabbi Eliezer is exeris hakasuv. Even though there are differences between asham and chatas, nonetheless, there are similarities. Or, on the contrary, even the chachamim hold that basically asham is like chatas, despite the differences. Or gufa, that's a debate between Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim. How much is asham like chatas? For example, again, in that mission that I quoted a couple of minutes ago, they said, chatas comes before ola because it's balachet. And why is asham ba? Chatas is before asham, but the Gemara gives a different explanation why. And asham is before ola, is that also because of balachet? It's not clear. In other words, if you look at asham, asham seems to be focused on a particular maisa aveira on the one hand, but the aveiras are complex. B, the nature of the kapara is a little bit different. I always thought that the idea is it's a particular maisa which reveals the flaw of the gavra. In other words, in ola, the maisa plays no role. It's just a reflection. And in asham, it's something exactly in between chatas and ola. The maisa is mechayiv you to have a tikkun agavra, in a way. Whereas in chatas, the focus remains, the maisa is mechayiv you to be metake in the maisa. I'm not saying you shouldn't also be metake in the gavra as part of the tshuva process, a different thing. I'm talking about the role of the karba. So if that's the case, partially that's what this sugya is talking about. Right, this sugya says, in chatas, it's a hodei of chatasa. Why? Because it's very important that he know, not only that he do an aveira in order to be chayiv chatas, but he has to know the pratim of the aveira that he did in order for the chatas to work. Oh, hodei of chatasa. And maybe according to Rabbi Lazar, the sugya increases your test, even yediyas achet, maybe even yediyas maisa aveira. All the things that we've been discussing. But in asham, is that important? It's important that there be a maisa aveira. But is it important that there be yediyas achet in the same way? I don't know if I would have formulated it the same way that the Ra'ah did. Namely, is the yediya koveya or the maisa aveira? Doesn't work so well. But maybe even we could even work into that in a way. In the sense that the yediyas achet is part of the, is an aspect of the Maisa Avera in Chatos that it may not be in Asham. Because, again, in Chatos, it begins and ends with that Maisa Avera. And therefore, Yediyas Pratav is critical. But in Asham, the fact that you did the Maisa Avera opens up bigger issues. And for that reason, it's Chumra as it's Kula, in a way. Namely, the Yediyas Pratim of the Ashram are less important than what has been established about who you are. The fact that there is an Ashram Talui and it's called an Ashram, I think is no coincidence. Although the Parsha of Ashram Talui and how integrated it is into other Ashramos needs to be examined. But the point is, Ashram Talui, as we described it before, is kind of the fact that you're in this situation. That's what demands you bring an Ashram Talui. Even though it could be Mimonashach, you know, either you could have looked at it and said, either you're going to be covered, right, or you're Mayel Chulim Bazara. No. The fact that you could do, that you possibly could have done a Maisa Avera, which is Mechayev Yuchatos, and you don't even know one way or another, right, that Maisa, or that Suffolk Maisa, reflects a personal flaw that demands an Ashram Talui. So in a way, whether that's more general or that it's becomes specific to the particular Avera, as we discussed, that's a different point. So in any case, the Gemara says here, is Ashram Vadai again? How much in the image of Chatos is it? And how much is it more like an Ola? You know, where though it's triggered by a Maisa, we look at the Gavra components in terms of its Kapara. It is Nikba Korban on a particular Chet, as Ramban points out. But on the other hand, as I said, it's a little different than Chatos. So the Gemara says, even though, let's put it into the Ramban and Tosis, even though, let's say, even if in Ola, I'm sorry, even if in Chatos it's obvious that La'achar Afrasha, you'll never, ever, you can't even talk about a Chatos for multiple Averas, never mind a Chatos which is going to be effective for a Chet La'achar Afrasha. It's ridiculous. It defies the whole concept of what a Chatos is. On the other hand, an Ola, which is pure Shuvas HaGavra, so there the Gemara is Mestapek, maybe even the Gemara is Poshet, that you could have Kapara, an S in La'achar HaFrasha. When it comes to Asham, what's the Halacha? On the one hand, it's not exactly like Ola. It does relate, it is triggered by Maisa Avera. It is Nikpa al Avera Miyuchad. Shifcha Charufa aside, normally one Asham, one Avera. Right? It's like Chatas. On the other hand, it isn't exactly like Chatas. V'haraya, you don't need to be a Mitchila. Moreover, what's the halacha of a Mosar, an Asham, which can't be used as an Asham? What happens to it? A Chatas that can't be used as a Chatas, what happens to it?
Misa.
Right? What about an Asham that can't be used as an Asham? What? Well, what can it be used at occasionally? As? Ola. Right, it comes back as an Ola. So the Gemara wants to know, not the element, I'm suggesting as a Perush. Elameata, nothing to do with the role of Yediyah here, because that's the problem that all the Rishonim have. The question is, oh, we have this Gemara in Tzvachim, it says Chatos is this way, and Ola is that way, and now we have Ashram smack in the middle again, so what about it? Let's raise the same question that the Gemara in Tzvachim asks about Ola. Let's raise it right here about Ashram in this context. And according to Rabdimi, maybe it really is so? Yeah, there's a question. Several questions? Any questions? Yeah.
Could that be why the Gemara in Tzvachim has been considered about Smicha?
Yeah, it possibly. I mean, the Gemara, it's interesting. The Rambam, we talk about smicha, so the Rambam says that smicha for shlamim has nothing to do with vidui. The Rambam says yearly. The Rambam says yearly, that this is in Maaseh Karbanos, the Rambam says yearly that if you do smicha on, you're supposed to do smicha on shlamim, that's about shevach lahodel. Right? But it seems, it makes it pretty clear. The smicha on the other karbanos, that's the smicha of tshuva. Of course, in light of what I've said, so I have to examine it from a shlamim point of view as well, but but you know, it's not such an unpashut by Ola already. Meaning, it's quite possible that the role of smicha and vidui itself could be a little bit different in chatas and ashram and Ola and in shlamet, based on what we're suggesting. Yeah.
2 points of clarification for the Rosenzweig's general approach.
Yeah.
First of all, the language of Torah, just to clarify again, Rosenzweig is suggesting it's not that Ola really is a gift.
I'm saying that the Rishonim use Doron even in the context. I'm saying one could have said that Rava's comment about Doron, and some Rishonim do say this, I think, that Rava's Doron is cholek on the idea that Ola's Mechaper and Esed. They're really two different perspectives. But Rashi in Zvachim and Vav and Aleph and Tosas here, and Ramban in Perush Al Torah, among others, clearly think that is incorrect, and they quote Doron even in the context of the Kapara of Ola. Which leads me to believe that what they're saying is that Doron is what accents the different approach of Ola vis-a-vis Chatas. It's not that it isn't Mechaper, but it's not Mechaper in the sense of neutralizing a particular Maisa Veira. It's more about working on the religious personality.
Right, but in terms of the word Doron, it's that then would be the day that Ola is not really a Doron. Ola is something that allows...
Well, it is a Doron. But as a this Doron is responsible for Ritzui. Doron just described doesn't mean it's voluntary. So it could be mechuyev. But you're obligated to bring a present. You know, when you go somewhere for Shabbos and they're treating you nicely, so you know the right thing to do is to bring them a present. You know, it isn't. Sometimes bringing a present is totally gratuitous. You didn't have to do that. The host is supposed to say. You know, you didn't have to do that, and then just was say hi. You know, so sometimes it really is gratuitous, right? I mean, you really didn't have to do that. I mean, you've done way more than you should have. That's one kind of daron. And then there's a daron, which you should bring a daron. Right. So that's what we're talking about here.
Then the Gemara and Chal Sadir.
Yeah.
And Kachas is an Ratza, as opposed to an Ola.
Right. I mean, not like Rashi that it's...
Right.
Oh, you mean the language of Ritzah? Yeah, yeah. It's Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Pele. You're right. That's true. There's no way to get out of that. But in terms of the linguistic point aside, which is a good point, but in terms of the Gemara, you don't have to interpret like Rashi anymore. Because Rashi says, it's Meratz on Dvarim Gedolim. He wants you to understand, as opposed to Dvarim Ketanim, which Ola is Meratz on too, meaning it's a quantitative difference. What we could say is, the essence of Chatos is Ritzah V'Kapara. And Ola is Meratza, but that's a result of being a Doron.
The Ritzui is
Begavra, it's not about the Maisa Veira, that's the point.
The Ritzui
means Maisa Veira, so the Gemara says the Chatos. The Gemara says in some places, and in Palatana the Gemara says Chatos is Meratza. So you're asking now the linguistic question about the Ramban, but doesn't the Torah, but it's not a question of the Ramban, it's a question of the Torah. Torah says v'nirtzo lo l'chaper. It says it by Ola. So of course it's a language of Ritzui. But I think what the Gemara is saying is that Chatos is kol kulo ba to neutralize the Maisa Aveira. And in Ola, two things. Number one, the mechanism of its kapara is different. And two, possibly even the motivation is different. Maybe it's ba, that's another way to explain the Doron. It's ba l'shem Doron. Mimela, this Doron is mechaper, is meratza. So you have agav. That would be another distinction between Ola and Chatos. It's a question of where to draw the line. The mechanism of how it's Mechaper, what it's Mechaper, the nature of its Kapar is different. Also, possibly the motivation is different. My time is up. So let me just say one thing. I don't think it's really B'derech Drush, but I discovered this a while ago and I like it. So this week's Parsha, so let me just mention it. That, I don't know if it always works, but... right, Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Right, I didn't do Hashkafa this week. Vayomru Ishalachiv, Aval Hashemim Anachnu Alachinu, Asher Ra'inu Tzaras Nafsho, V'Hizkanu Eleinu V'lo Shamanu, Al Kein Ba Eleinu Hatzara Hazos. Right, so why the word Hashemim here? Again, you have to really go, you know, through all of Tanakh and really see if this works, and probably in some places it's more problematic than in others, but I think on the whole. That's what I'm suggesting is that the language of Asham is more of something that transcends the Maisa Veira. and that reflects the Gavra. So that's what they said here. Ashenim anachnu. So again, the Ramban has a very nice comment. Choshvu lahem ha'avzarius la'onesh gadol yoser min ha'mechira. Right, the implication of their action and the viciousness that accompanied it was even worse than the Maisa Avera. Ki haya acheyem besara mischanem u'misnapa lefneyem v'lo yirachamu. And if you look earlier, when the Torah describes it, right, Perek Lamed Zayin, I think, right? They throw him in the pit. Right? Esther Mama, just like the Neres Chanukah. And as they do that, they go Vayikachuhu, Vayashlichu Asa Abora, Abore Keim B'mayim, right? And then Vayeshu Lecha Lechem, Vayisoinim, Vayiru, and so on. This is part of the Ramban Sahara. It isn't just what they did to him. It's the Achzarius that they showed. So when they came and they realized, and again, it's fascinating because from a Maisa Avera Chet point of view, what does what's happening later on have to do with anything? But if they're Chet, and the way that they went about it revealed something more transcendent about their religious persona that transcended the Maisa Avera. Right? So then, of course, there are other consequences. So that's what they said. Not Chatanu. Aval Hashemim Anachnu. As Ramban says, the Avzarius is even worse than the Maisa Avera. The implication of the action, in this case, transcends the action. And that requires a different kind of kapara. It requires a different kind of tshuva. Okay, I'm sorry we didn't get to the next point. One second, let me just say... Okay, I guess not. There's one other thing to just mention, and that is... the other thing to mention is Shitas HaRambam again. The Rambam, Paskins, but we have to finish the last few lines of the Gemara. I'll leave it for Thursday. But basically, just the last few lines of the Gemara, just to Pesach of the Rambam. The Rambam, again, as in all these sugyas, the Paskins against the simple reading of the Gemara. The Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Yedios, Shela'achar, Hamaisa, are Mechalkos, correct? We know that. We also know it's problematic to the Helam Kazai's case. The Rambam Paskins that way. The Rambam Paskins that Asham requires Yediyah Vadois. And yet the Rambam does not Paskin what the Gemara says should flow from there, which is that in Shivcha Charufa you will be Mechalek the Korbanos. Again, the question is why. So that's point number one. Okay, we'll discuss that a little bit. And then also just look at the line of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I think it's worth noting. Gigulin Ashas Alatar, thing we didn't discuss. Those two points. And then I just want to go quickly to the Ovid Me'avo Me'ira issue, which we'll do very quickly. And then we start Misasek. And I'll give you maybe a list. By Thursday, we should decide whether we want to continue then with the Avos Malacha and start doing Avos and Toldos, or whether we want to do Dov Shen and Miskavim. Maybe we'll decide that on Thursday. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.